How do you spell Yabby?
Y-A-B-B-I-E.
Y-A-B-B-I-E. Who puts the names up on our joke wheel? We need that one up.
Daz does that.
That Daz?
Yep.
Can you organise that, please? Is he in the control room today? Is he actually there?
Yeah, he's through, right through there.
Right. I want to ask you a question.
Okay. Thanks. I'm ready. Fire away.
I've got one of the greatest ever stories. One of the greatest ever stories to be told that only certain golf people know about, but...
Well, give it to us. Tell us right now.
It translates into every man. You know, the stuff that you and I and Digger down at the pub would just cherish this story.
But why haven't... Why? Hang on. I've known you 20-odd years on air.
Yeah.
Is this story recent or is it new? Or is it old? Sorry.
No, it's old. 1998 took place.
Well, how come I have not...
Oh, you've heard it.
I have.
Yeah, when I'm three pots in, you've heard it.
What's the problem?
I know it is. Is this first initial of the first name a G?
Yes.
Okay. You won't be saying that on this podcast.
I want to find a way because...
You can't.
I have to. I've floated this.
Our legal team is big, but it's not that big. You are going to be talking about two very high-profile golf people.
Yes.
Ooh, geez.
And you are going to bring them into disrepute.
In fact...
You're going to slander them. You are going to... In fact...
Yep.
I'm happy for you to do it on the episode that I'm not here. You can't do it.
So,
This is me being the moral arbiter here.
Yeah, I have no idea what the story is. So I have no frame of reference here. But Ox, if you're worried about it, then I'm not worried about it.
I'm not worried about it. I'm saying a flat out no.
It involves an entire team, and of high profile golfers. An entire team.
I don't think you need to go any further.
We're not talking like Canterbury Bulldogs rugby league style from the 90s.
No, we're talking about a representative world side here.
President's Cup.
We're talking about the biggest tournament in the world that is going to be very disparaging towards some of the members within that side.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's just given you the year so you can actually work it back.
Bill Clinton was in the vicinity.
Don't keep going.
Bill Clinton.
Marco, you can't.
Was in the vicinity when this was happening.
I'm going to make a suggestion here.
And there's also Monica Lewinsky was also in the vicinity.
Okay. I see where this is going. I reckon here's a suggestion. How about, and I apologise in advance to the family, I don't mean to exclude you from this, but how about we take this offline and have a off-air conversation about it and figure out how we do this, if we do it all.
We have the cone of silence, right?
Yeah.
Which kind of covers us. But is there another level above the cone of silence?
I don't know if there is.
Oh, look, the story will be told.
No, I can promise you now it's probably the greatest story I've ever heard.
It is a funny, funny story.
But you can't because we'll end up, I'm telling you now, they've got more money than us, especially one of those people. He's very, very wealthy.
The touchy bit is that it involves something that, as men, we all do.
Yeah.
But we don't like to talk about it.
That's okay. Let's just drop it there.
Let's park it. And we're not even going to do a poll on this one because I know what the family are going to say, so we're not even going to put it out to a poll. We'll park it.
Don't bring up poll. Don't bring up the word poll when it comes to this story.
We'll figure it out later on and we'll work out what we're going to do. Mm. What we're going to do.
A little poll.
Yeah, a little poll.
A little poll.
Hey,
hey. You spoke about KFC the other week. And one of the families calling in with some KFC knowledge.
Knowledge or?
That only a few know. You suggested you knew about the herbs and spices.
I'm a dirty bird specialist, all right? So I know KFC pretty well. I would say that there's very few people that would have been involved with KFC from a purchasing point of view more than me.
I believe that.
Over the journey.
I know you'll find that hard to believe, but I believe it.
Can I tell you my first KFC
experience? You can remember your first KFC experience.
Yeah, my first bad one.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, come on.
Playing Melbourne in the under-19s.
You're playing for Melbourne
in the under-19s.
Yeah.
And as you would the night before, I went to the trots.
Fair enough.
I was 15. Right? Hey. So I'm headed off to Moonee Valley. And as you come out of Moonee Valley...
You were 15 playing in the under-19s.
Yes. Jesus. As I came out of
Moonee
Valley...
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
As I came out of Moonee Valley, the first thing you do is you need a feed.
Of course you do.
But it's a very special game, this game.
Did you ever win that night, by the way?
No, I lost. Okay. But as I'm walking out, it's a big night for me because the next day I'm getting on the aeroplane for the first time. I've never been on a plane. We're flying to Sydney.
Oh, wow.
So my preparation was to go to the trots, have Kentucky, get up in the morning, jump on a plane and go to Sydney.
That makes sense for any kind of 15-year-old playing in the other 19s.
And the reason – and I was so excited because I'd never been on an aeroplane. Mum just said, it's like sitting in your lounge chair with a little bit of bouncing around. I said, well, how good's that? Like, I'm so excited.
That's great.
So I came out. I'm with a guy named Corey who was playing at Melbourne at the time.
Yeah.
And his parents, because they were driving. And we pulled in and I ordered a chicken burger.
For brekkie?
No, this is a night.
Oh, night.
This is
right.
After
the game, so it's like 11 o'clock at night.
No, footy hasn't started. Footy's the next day.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right,
so
we're playing on Sunday
and
we're at the trots on a Saturday night. So going there, I get my chicken burger, some chips, drink, jump in the, we're in the back of the car. The parents are driving. Anyway, I eat the burger. I thought, it's all crunchy. You know, it's not too great. Anyway,
Not too great.
It was okay, but it was really crunchy. Like the chicken was overcooked. Anyway, I put the light on. There were things in the chicken that weren't supposed to be in the chicken.
Bugs?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Little white ones.
Did you throw? Oh, maggots.
Yep.
Oh, so yuck.
I'd had four or five mouthfuls.
Oh, my God, I'm feeling sick.
Anyway, so you do what you have to do, got the Coke and just drank as much as I could because there's no way that I'm going to have that taste in my mouth.
You put the burger. You got to wash those maggots down.
So I go to bed, I'm crook. Like I wake up, I'm as crook as 20 men. I'm purple. But I ain't missing that flight because this is my first time to sit in an aeroplane like on your lounge suite with a bit of movement. I'm crook. I'm so, so, so sick. I'm vomiting. It's not air sickness.
Yeah.
It's chook sickness. Get up there, played footy. I don't know how I played footy. Played, probably kicked five or six. I didn't kick five or six. I barely got a touch. Jump back on. And I remember when I got home, I was so, when you get washed out, washed out. And I couldn't eat KFC for nearly 2 or 3 months. Because it knocked me down.
Two or three whole months.
But that was my one bad experience.
Yeah.
My first time I flew, and I'll never forget it when I turned on that light and there was things in that burger that weren't supposed to be there.
You're easy to forgive. I don't think I would have ever had KFC again.
Oh, it wasn't their fault. It was just a bad bunch of chicken.
It wasn't their fault. There were maggots in your chicken, mate.
A bunch of chicken.
And we should point out that every single fast food takeaway place from time to time has a bad moment, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean there's nothing wrong with the brand, with KFC.
Their
hygiene is second to
none.
Not
at all.
Particular one was a bad one.
Yeah, and I'm not going to bring up oh, well, I brought it up, but I'm not looking for compensation or
you didn't call Dennis Denuto, right?
No, I didn't call Dennis or any of that sort of stuff.
I think you've just given KFC one of the greatest compliments they've ever had in their lives.
Oh, really?
You ate a chicken burger full of maggots and went back.
Yeah.
That's how good KFC is.
It's a good point.
You couldn't stay away from the joint.
Couldn't stay away. So, have we got that call?
We're going to get to him soon.
Awesome.
But we do have in store for you something that we are both very disappointed about.
What is this about? How come every week there's something I've done wrong?
Well,
I'm just a kid here from Sunbury trying to have a crack at life.
Yes. Well, you had a crack at yabbing about three weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we still haven't seen one photo. We still haven't seen one yabby. We still haven't seen anyone drink a beer. We still don't know what base you're using. We don't know how long it was. We don't know anything.
And don't think the family haven't noticed your lack of deliverance on the photos and the results of the yabbing trip.
Correct.
Do you want them now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
What happened?
Well, have a guess.
You got a couple of yabbies.
We got 600.
600?
And we were only there for 2.5 hours.
How many did you eat?
Not joking. I'm the yabby whisperer. I went in there. I went in there with hope and came out with knowledge. It was ridiculous.
What are you going to do with 600 yabbies, though?
Well, we had 12 of us turn up. So we got 600. We ended up keeping about 250.
Oh, you threw some back?
Oh, we threw, yeah.
The little baby ones?
No.
Did you Rex hunt them?
Hang on. If we're going to call the little baby ones, we've caught 1,200.
Oh, God.
But there were 600 big ones, but we ended up bringing about – I think we brought about 250 of the big ones home.
How big's a yabby these days, a big one?
The biggest one – I've got a heap of photos.
As big as an eraser?
No.
As big as that highlighter
so
over
the
there?
So the body was as big as my glasses case.
Wow.
And the claws were as big as the remote control.
Mate, they've got much bigger. I remember when I was a kid, Yabbing was as big as my highlighter
there's
that I'm holding.
Have a look.
Holy ravioli. Look at that.
Yeah, so we got a heap. We got a heap of them.
Incredible. And they're big.
Now,
they're
I'm gonna big. Really big.
Mate, they're on steroids,
I'm
those
tell you some stuff.
They look like lobster.
We used some fruit. Remember I was...
Rock melon.
It worked.
Whose idea was that?
Kevin's. Now, I'm just going to give Kev one piece of advice.
This is Kevy
Miles. Don't cut it up into fruit salad this time. Leave the pieces bigger because the yappies can just take the fruit salad and piss off. He cut them into little squares.
Kevy the gnome.
So the rock melon works. But the problem is if you cut it into small pieces, it floats to the top because rock melon floats. So we had rock melon all around the dam.
Did you have any rabbits in the end or not?
Yeah, we got one rabbit.
Yeah.
Nige went out chasing rabbits that night because he's got a heap on his front property. They got the dog out, couldn't get one.
Yeah.
Woke up in the morning and there's a rabbit on his driveway dead.
What?
Not a mark on him. So Nige reckons that this rabbit's had a heart attack when they're being chased and he's fallen over and killed it. Actually, the rabbit didn't work well.
Poor little rabbit.
The rabbit didn't work well. But what did work really well was anything bloody like heart, liver, all the internal
How
stuff.
How small were you cutting the heart and liver?
No, tiny. Big chunks like that.
What?
So they get on there.
Hang on, listeners can't see what you're doing with your hand.
Well,
right
big
there.
Big chunks the size of a
coffee cup.
A saucer.
Right.
A saucer.
Yep.
You know, so
and then you
saucer.
Pull it up, and there's
no,
how
so
many?
So you tie the rope to the tie that with rope to the net.
Yeah.
Little nets, and so the yabbies get on there, lift up the nets, and you go, ooh, yabby, yabby, yabby. So. It was
unreal.
Awesome.
Oh, well, that does sound fun.
And it was good.
600.
Can we send out the photos?
We got on the four-wheel motorbikes because we went from dam to dam.
Oh, you're on those bikes.
Yeah, they're dangerous, those four-wheel motorbikes.
But there's always accidents with them.
They are real dangerous. You can understand.
Yeah.
Like I was going fast.
Yeah.
Like, well, I say fast, 40 Ks.
Quad bikes, I
but
think
yeah,
they're called.
Quad bikes. And you go, you can understand why people flip them.
Oh.
Yeah, I reckon they'd be easy to flip.
Yeah.
Because you're up. That would be a lot of the weight because you're up the top.
Yep. And you know my biggest fear is with farming?
Yeah.
Electric fences. Yeah. I am hopeless with electric fences. Like I'd go to touch, you know, and if someone's having a wee, you know, you'd touch them on the back.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is, but electric fences scare the absolute bejesus out of me.
Quad bikes are dangerous. Yeah, the thing that's dangerous, I reckon, is golf carts. I was in a golf cart the other day you, Marco, and they get a deceptive amount of speed up.
I've rolled two.
Yeah.
I've rolled two.
I was with you. Remember?
Yeah.
You,
the brakes failed.
I thought you'd broken your ankle that day.
Yeah, that was bad.
We're at St Andrews Beach.
Yep.
We're playing the greatest par three on that golf course, which is about the fifth or sixth hole.
Yeah.
Actually, one, two,
three, four, five, six.
Six. The sixth hole. And you didn't go that fast, but you went around a right-hand turn, and it was a reverse burn.
And the brakes failed. The brake cable had snapped.
Yeah.
And I went around, and I couldn't stop, so I put my foot out, and we rolled, and my foot got stuck underneath and gone on top, and I had a chunk out of my leg. I thought I'd broken my leg.
Yeah.
Anyway, we rang them up, and they were so apologetic.
You know what day that was?
What day was it?
It's the only day you've ever beat me on a golf course.
Oh, yes, I did. I beat him off the stick.
Oh, wow.
Beat him off the stick.
Hey, I had a colostomy bag hanging off my stomach.
Hang on a
second. And he still takes it.
Hang on a second. This is the day you beat him on the golf course and the brakes fail on your golf cart.
Yes.
I think maybe.
Oh, yes, yes.
Hang on.
Did you knobble my golf cart? The funny thing about that, he didn't know I'd beaten him. Until after the round. I kept it up my sleeve.
I was barely able to walk, you know.
I did have a 69. I did actually play all right.
I was a stage 4 bowel cancer patient.
Get the violins
with
out, Des.
A colostomy bag hanging off my stomach.
Please.
Right?
Please.
And you should have seen the happiness in his face when he beat me. I mean, what
beat him by four.
I had 72, thank you.
Oh,
you
beat
me by
three.
It was pretty good hitting 72, shooting 72 when you're in a little bit of
Dan, that is no excuse for letting somebody beat a professional. If you're a professional golfer, you just gotta. It doesn't matter what the situation is, you've got to dig deep, and you cannot let an ex-footballer beat you because to this day he still thinks it's great. Yeah. It's a joke.
I'm not surprised. Now,
but that'd be like me playing footy with Marco and he kicking nine on me.
No, I took a speed.
Now, I can't help but thinking, I know you're keen on this, Ox. We need to call Kevy about this KFC trivia. So yep. I reckon let's give him a call and clear it up because he thinks this is gold.
Okay.
So we'll give him a yell.
I reckon it will be gold.
Well,
I love trivia.
Yeah, so do I.
If he's got some good stuff.
Especially Dirty Bird trivia.
What is popcorn chicken, by the way?
That is chicken that is popped with a bit of corn.
Please.
It's my favourite. I don't know. They're just little chicken bits.
If you actually know why it's called popcorn chicken, I'd like to know. Is this because it's as big as popcorn?
Ah, it's Kevin. How are you,
G'day, Ox? Kev. It's Ox and Marco here. How are you?
Good, boys. Loving the show.
We've just been talking about KFC, and we believe that you may have some information that is going to intrigue us.
I do, yeah. You were talking about KFC a couple of weeks ago, and actually it got me bloody hungry, but interesting fact on KFC, they've on their Twitter page, they've got 1.6 million followers.
Are you kidding me?
No, but they only follow 11 people.
All right, let me guess.
Okay, Jesus Christ?
No.
Okay.
They follow Pepsi?
No.
Okay.
McDonald's?
No, that's all your guess has done.
All right. Oh, bugger. All right.
Who do they follow?
They follow six people called Herb. And each of the Spice Girls.
Oh, oh yes! Now that's I love
that stuff.
Now you might be able to clear up one other thing. What is popcorn chicken?
Oh, I just think they're mini nugs.
Little nuggets.
Mini nuggies.
Well, what are chicken nuggets?
We know this.
We know this. We've kind of been in this park
been through
before.
This.
But yeah, but I'm still not convinced.
Hey, Kevy, what's your go-to? If you're going to go KFC, what's your go-to feed? What are you going to order, mate?
Probably a three-piece feed.
Yeah. So a bit of chicken.
A bit of mash.
Bit boring, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bit of bread.
Yeah.
What drink do you go with?
Pepsi Max.
Yeah, Pepsi Max.
Well done.
It's big. Well, it is big.
Hey, that is a great bit of trivia. We really appreciate it. And if you come across anything as interesting as that again, come back to us.
Well, I will do.
Thanks, Kevy.
Good on you, mate. Kev. You're a star.
Cheers, lads.
Bye. You're a star.
See you later. Take care. Bye.
I love that stuff.
Do you remember when we set up our Twitter accounts?
Yeah.
I only ever followed one person at a time.
That's right.
And I followed Jesus Christ for the first bit. I then followed the Queen. Yes. I then followed. Followed.
No, you did Bieber there for a little while.
I did Justin Bieber. He was the only one. But I only ever followed one. It's too hard with all the feeds coming in. So I just did one at a time. But that is five Herbs and the Spice Girls.
Six Herbs and five Spice Girls. So it's 11 Herbs and Spices.
I thought it was
very funny.
It is so good. Well done, KFC. Great marketing.
What do they tweet about? KFC.
I wouldn't know.
What do you reckon?
We'll call up.
We'll find out. Have a best guess.
Shut up and take my money.
Would they tweet about like here's a new range of burger we've got this week?
It only costs $3.49 to smash your hunger with a smash potato bowl from KFC. Smash potato bowls are here for only $3.49, exclusively at KFC.
So we've got an advertising business, right? So
yeah, that's right.
Without being
gratuitous. You can pay by KFC.
Called Assembled Media.
It's called Assembled Media. And
we're killing it.
And some...
We are. When we think about
Slogans and like you know sayings and all that sort of stuff.
We go to you.
No. The thing with KFC, it's a good one. Shut up and
take my money.
Right,
yeah,
that's
awesome.
A good one. Aldi's a ripper.
Good.
Oh yeah.
Different.
Good but different. Right. Yeah, so they're rippers.
Yeah.
Of all of them, what is the most catchy? Which is your favourite?
Oh, the one that the best ever. Have a Coke and a smile.
Really?
Oh, just sensational.
Really? Oh, you're talking about slogans, is what you're talking about.
Yeah, just like little slogans.
Yeah, it's like your something line. What do they call it?
The catch line.
I reckon have a Coke and a smile is so simple, so easy. It's at the end of the commercial. You've got a Coca-Cola and you've got a smile. I reckon it's the best one by a mile.
I reckon Oils Ain't Oils.
Oils Ain't Oils was
a big one here in Australia. But good but different from Aldi is bloody good.
Yeah, bloody good. It's a ripper. I'll tell you one, it's a bit dry, but there's a couple of law firms. I know this is weird law firms. Law firms with good ones. There's one that, I don't know who it is, but their slogan is Right Wrong.
Right Wrong.
Which I reckon, we Right Wrong. I think it's great.
Sensational.
And the other one I like from another law firm is We Fight for Fair. I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really good one.
Yeah, the AFL had a ripper. Remember they did that great ad campaign?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the tagline for that? I've forgotten.
It was the one where something about fun.
These guys do this. You're telling me that these guys jump on packs.
Can't believe it
all. You don't wear pads?
Yeah, it was
what was it?
Carl Lewis spoke on it. What was that catchline?
It was so good.
Because Carlton had some good ones.
What was it?
Tell what we're cooking.
God. Can you smell what we're cooking? The Blues. What was it? The NRL had simply the best campaign that was just
You won't
huge.
Believe it. Or
fabulous.
I see, but I don't believe it.
What was that AFL campaign?
I'll tell you what. How about we have a second, get another glass of water, come back with some civil selfishness from
yes.
yours.
Yeah.
And while we're doing that, let's figure out what that AFL thing is.
Beautiful.
Beauty. See you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Di Gillett, and I guess you're wondering how we got here to Power of Women. Well, I grew up in Geelong. I studied fashion design, worked in the rag trade for quite a few years, and then I was headhunted by a headhunter, and I became a headhunter. So I have spent the last 30 years putting people under the pump, asking them questions about who they are, what they do, what they know, what they don't know. And sometimes it's bullshit, sometimes it's real, and that's really the nut of it, because that's what I'm going to be doing with Power of Women. Getting under the skin to bring great stories about great lived experiences to you.
The Power of Women podcast with Di Gillett starts soon.
This is the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco, and as always, thanks to our great mates at E&S Trading. Make sure to subscribe and you'll never miss an episode, and it'd be great if you could rate and review us wherever you get your pods.
So I've got the AFL in.
Oh, what is it?
I'd like to see that.
Well, Daz, our producer, should be able to get that. So, Daz, put it on.
So these guys use their whole body to hit each other. Yeah, I like to see that.
These guys can catch a ball from 12 feet in the air. I like to see that.
Oh, what a fuck!
You're telling me these guys run flat out all afternoon? Yeah, right, I'd like to see that.
Fantastic footy! He's come from nowhere.
36 big guys in very tight shorts. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
These guys spit the dummy at the umpire and get away with it? I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I've seen Australian rules. What rules? Oh! Oh!
Kick goals from 70 metres out? I'd like to see that.
Shoots a goal! And kicks a ringer! That's unbelievable!
That was a great campaign.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it
that
is
was
so good. And the other Carlton one, I'd like to see that, which we also used, was They Know We're Coming.
Yeah, they're famous for theirs, aren't they?
Yeah.
The Blues.
Because they kept stuffing it up.
Yeah.
Because what they were saying, what they wanted to do, wasn't matching up. They weren't achieving it. They know we're coming. Yeah, coming down the bottom.
Yeah.
And you know we're cooking. You're cooking up crap.
Can you smell what we're cooking?
yeah, we can. Yeah, yeah.
It's garbage.
Collingwood had that good one too, didn't they?
Yeah, we hate you too.
Yeah, it's so good.
yeah. I don't know if it was an official slogan. It was a car sticker, but it was great. It was so good.
Hey, buddy.
Yes.
How does Mez after our phone call a couple of weeks ago?
About the bumblebee?
I mean, is she okay with it all? She was great. By the way, your mum was a star. She's a star.
So good.
So she went to Kmart and brought me a bumblebee, one of the red line of the supermax.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I've had a couple of conversations with her since, and I've actually seen her once. She has not apologised, and she said, I cannot believe that you want an apology. But she said, just out of good faith, I went out and brought you a present.
What'd you get you?
So she went and brought me 3 pairs of jocks.
Nice.
Awesome. I'm thinking Calvin Klein, you know, because I only wear the good ones. She went to Target.
Which one did you get?
Hang on, I'll show you.
Hey, give me a look. Oh, God. Give me a look. I'm going to take a photo. What an actual...
Active.
Active underwear.
All right. Now, Mary, you fluked it. You bloody fluked it, Mary. Because these are the cheapest but the greatest undies I think I've ever had.
Oh.
They're from Kmart. They're little active undies.
Yeah, they're good.
They are rippers.
Hang on, Kmart or Target?
I think, it was one of them.
Either one.
It was one of those department stores. Yeah. Let's just say it was Target.
Yeah, yeah.
And she bought them. So she went out there. I don't know if she was taking the piss or not, but she went and bought me 3 pairs. And they fit, and they're as good as any undie I've ever had. So
that's good,
isn't it? They're the long ones. Yeah. So they're like a box short. They're perfect. Yeah. So what I miss.
Yeah.
So wait, she's still trying.
Wait until he starts chafing, then he's going to want another apology.
Yeah, I'll go out with
he's going to want another one.
Like sandpaper on my balls. It'll be.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Now, I believe you've seen some civil selfishness of late.
Oh, now I've got to be careful with this one. You know, do we need the cone? When it's to do with police, do we need the cone?
Yes.
I don't think we do.
Well, coppers are okay. All right. Well, no worries.
I'm about to get stuck into the constabulary.
I tell you what we do need the cone for. You talking about your balls again.
Sorry. So the Victorian Police. I'm at a big basketball tournament last weekend. One of the biggest ones.
It's the biggest in the world.
It's one of the biggest ones in the world here in Victoria. 3,400 sides playing, and there's one basketball centre, which is in Ringwood, which is a pretty big basketball centre. I think there's about 7 or 8 courts.
Wow.
But it's on one of the main roads. So what do you think the police decide to do on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock when there are 4,000 cars trying to get into the stadium?
Booze bus.
They put a booze bus at the front of the entrance to the basketball stadium.
Have they got no awareness whatsoever?
Now, these are kids aged 10 to 18 being dropped off by their parents, but, you know, their parents coming to watch them. I understand you're trying to catch drunks and all that sort of stuff and people who've been on the source the night before, but you could have put that booze bus 400 metres down the road and people would have been able to get in and out. There were 2 car accidents because the cars were banked up, didn't realise, bang, bang. Right out the front where there was going to be hundreds of cars coming in and it was there for 2.5 hours.
Yeah. It wouldn't have been the people doing it. It would have been... Above.
Of course.
It would have been the people above these people.
It's still Victoria
people.
Police. So on a civil selfishness point of view, if you're going to – and I want you to set up booze buses and drug buses and all that sort of stuff, but do them in a safe place and do them where you're actually going to catch people and not hurt people in the process. 400 metres up the road or 400 metres down the road would have been advisable.
Yeah.
So let's think about it, coppers. Come on.
So your issue is not with the booze bus at all. It's just saying, you know what, move down the road a bit.
That's it.
Yeah.
I want booze buses and drug buses to catch people. Absolutely. Yeah. But just put them down. Put them in a safe place, not where you got 5,000. You wouldn't put one out the front of the MCG when people are going to the cricket. You wouldn't because it just creates chaos.
You know, once upon a time, it's a great civil selfishness. Once upon a time when I was a younger, more smart-ass-y type of person.
Yep.
I got pulled over. Not that long ago, really. I got pulled over by a booze bus. And I hadn't had a drink. And the young lady said, have you been drinking? And, of course, I said, no, I haven't been drinking. But, geez, last night I was blind.
Oh.
Right? Just trying to make a young lady smile,
that's
right?
It's like doing the bomb joke in the airport.
That's right.
Doesn't kind of work anymore.
Anyway, she looked at me and the smile didn't go on her dial.
Oh.
So I blew into the bag.
Oh.
0. Because I hadn't been drinking. I wasn't blind last night. She still made me park the car.
Oh, sobriety test.
And do it again in the bus for my troubles.
It wasn't because of the booze.
Yes, it was a smart ass.
No.
Why?
She liked you.
You think that's what it was?
She liked you.
I That's not what well, I
was. Of course it would have been.
She was an attractive young lady.
Of course she was.
Come on.
Put two and two together. He's a good looking rooster.
I'm not saying he's not, but I don't think cops are hitting on dudes they're pulling up in the
car. Oh, you're joking.
Maybe she was.
That's the best.
I think you've made a good point.
And she's already in uniform.
Yes. Oh. They need the change.
Cuts down one layer.
That's exactly right.
I'm telling you now, there's a lot of coppers out there looking for a partner.
That's ridiculous.
You telling me there's coppers aren't there out there looking for partners?
I'm not saying that.
It comes across a pro golfer in a BMW dressed like a superstar.
Okay.
That's it.
Listen to what you're saying here. Yep. What you're saying is cops are pulling dudes over on the side of the road and going, he's a bit of all right, I might hit on him.
That's it.
Absolutely. And the blokes are doing the same.
I don't think it's out of the question.
Bloke coppers are doing the same.
Do not encourage him, Mark.
Excuse me, miss, can you please step out of the car?
He's 6 foot two.
I'm telling you, it happens. It happens.
All right. Have a look at the biceps on him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me ask you this then.
Have you got handcuffs there, sir?
So let me ask you this, hypothetical.
Yeah.
You mentioned before, and they're already wearing the uniform, right?
Yeah.
If you had to choose a specific uniform that you think is particularly attractive, what would it be?
Naughty nurse. Don't even have to think.
Margo. I know that's Margo's because we've spoken about this. It is the naughty nurse for you, isn't it?
Naughty nurse. Sensational.
Yeah, I'm a school teacher.
With the plaids?
Yeah. Got to have plaids. And tunic.
And glasses.
Got
to wear the glasses.
The librarian.
Yeah.
Jeez, okay.
Well, I went to an all-boys school, so you had to use your imagination a fair bit.
Right, okay. Can I give you a set of selfishness to consider? I'm keen on your view on this.
Okay.
Walking along the street the other day, a lot of people going one way and going the other way. There are a lot of people on the same sort of footpath. Mm. This dude's walking along, vaping, and coming towards me. And as he's walking along, he's blowing a big whiff of whatever, like
vape
stuff, whatever that is.
Vapor out.
And it's kind of wafted. It was huge. It wasn't just like a little puff. It was
like
huge.
A smoke screen.
So did you do the limbo? To get under it?
It wasn't near me, thank goodness. But I thought, you know what? I mean, dude, don't be an arsehole. Come on, seriously.
Yeah. He's done that on purpose, Dan.
Yeah.
He has done that on purpose. You were probably looking at him with a little bit of disdain.
He was
thinking to himself, I'll fix this bike.
You know, it's funny. When you're sitting in traffic and you're watching people vape in the cars in front of you.
Oh.
The other day I was just driving down the road and there was this, like one of those Hino trucks, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not a big truck, but it's one of those not so squeezy trucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there was
not
two.
So squeezy.
That was one of the greatest ever. So they're sitting in there. Yeah. All of a sudden I thought, the truck's on fire. But like I'm thinking, God, they were both vaping at the same time and it was coming out both sides. I thought, this is in trouble. I thought, oh shit, no, it's not. Then we get down a bit further, goes again. They were I don't know how vapes work, but you must suck in a lot because what they were blowing out, there was a lot going, like a lot of stuff. I thought the truck was on fire.
Maybe that's how they communicate to each other these days. It's like they brought back the smoke signals.
Oh, the smoke signals or the vape signals. So to answer your question, Dan, I don't think it's kosher. If you want to vape or smoke, you do it in your own privacy and don't affect other people. So if you want to vape, don't walk down the street. Pull off into the laneway, have a vape and then move on.
Yeah. And don't do it around kids.
Don't do it around kids. The best place to vape if you're a vaper is in your car.
Yeah.
By yourself.
Because I imagine if you're like if you smoke in your own car, you get in someone. You remember the old days? You get in someone's car and they were a smoker. You'd feel ill.
Yeah.
But with the new cherry and lemon and apple vapes,
it's actually all right.
Probably like a car refresher.
Your car smells great. Yeah, I'm a vaper.
Your car smells great, and you're killing yourself. How is that?
That's fantastic.
Because vapes aren't. Something's going to come out in years down the track. That's going to be bad about vapes.
What about if it's good, though?
It won't be.
Let's be glass half full. Imagine it gives you
superpowers.
Or a massive, you know, a massive, you know.
Hold that.
It's the only thing that helps.
No, I'm going to say it might give you a massive energy or something like that. Amounts of energy.
Really? That's what you're going to say?
No. I don't lie on this podcast. You know that.
Boys, we've got some feedback we should go through.
Here we go.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, now, we had a chat a couple of weeks ago about your whippersnipping issue, Marco. So just to refresh people's memory on this, you were talking about how whippersnipping your nature strip gives you a bit of a sore back occasionally because you've got to lean over a little, kind of leaning down
it's
here.
It's bloody difficult. It's hard work.
Mind you, your backyard is 3 metres by 3 metres.
It doesn't matter.
Fair dinkum.
I get a sore back when I do it.
I'm glad you're not a farmer. I am glad you are not a farmer. Because the produce would not be plentiful.
So we've got a few comments on it, and we're going to go with my fave, who's, I think this is a cracker. This is from Stewie.
All right.
Stewie has said, Marco, I would have suggested a waist belt, but the high pant is already doing the trick.
So, have you ever been deep sea fishing?
No.
So if you go deep sea fishing and you catch something big, put the belt on.
Oh, yeah, like Jaws.
You know, that's called a gimbal.
A gimbal.
Gimbal. So
great name.
You need a gimbal for your whippersnipper to lock it in, away you go.
I'll look into that.
Okay.
Nenet Souza has said, Marco, just use Roundup. Well, I don't think that works.
No, you kill your grass.
Yeah, I don't want to kill my grass.
I think what Nenet might be saying is get the Roundup and just sort of spray it along the edges.
You can't.
I agree. I'm not.
Because you know what happens.
I know what happens.
Because it goes up the roots and then it goes into your leaf and then it kills all your...
Actually, I would like a late entry into the civil selfishness handbook.
Tell me what you've done this.
Well, I live on South Road and South Road has one of the biggest median strips. Yeah, well, just off it. But I'm on it every day. And there's a huge grass area in between. Well, instead of just doing the edges, my council has done the Roundup on the edges. So now it looks like they've got yellow paint around the edge just because they can't be bothered doing it from time to time.
Are they the same blokes that took down the basketball nets?
Yes, same mob.
Your council's got issues.
They're pathetic.
Do you know who the boss councillor is down there? Is there a boss councillor?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll find out who the boss councillor is.
Get her on.
We've tried. We've called live on air.
No, we went to HR last time. We need to go to the top.
The boss. Right.
And then we'll get Heather Mackay, Ricky Ponting and Wayne Carey.
The nets for the basketball rings is one thing, but when you start using Roundup on the edges of median strips to save time, please.
But you know, Roundup's expensive.
Yeah.
Like seriously expensive.
Mate, there's a big civil lawsuit where Roundup people, they made us, like the poor bloke doing that.
And it's poisonous.
Let's revisit him in 20 years' time, see how he's going.
Roundup could be the next asbestos
issue.
Yes,
correct weight.
I don't think it's great.
No.
Nick has said, Marco, if that's not comfortable for you, maybe you can do it by hand with scissors. That way your neck won't hurt.
I've done that before.
Oh, you have not.
I promise you he has.
I have, so.
I've seen him.
I have, so.
He's cut his grass with scissors.
I have.
You've cut your grass.
Just the edges.
Right.
Just the edges.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, I didn't get a sore back. I got dirty palms.
It would take a long time.
Got blisters. He got blisters on his fingers. It was almost the same time when my mate Mickey B from Werribee was...
drilling.
Oh, no, it wasn't Mickey B. It was Paulie from Warragnambeel. Paulie from Warragnambeel, you know how you spike your lawn to aerate it?
Yeah. I do it.
Yeah.
Well, he did it with a drill.
I got the shoes.
He did it with a drill.
Oh, wow.
A drill.
Yeah, okay.
One at a time.
Drilled it out.
Took him 4 days. 4 days into his front lawn.
Core his lawn.
Wear the shoes. It takes 20 minutes.
Oh, did he go the 5 mil or the 8 mil drill?
No, he went the 8 mil drill. He started with 5.
That's fantastic.
That was 2 days to do the front bit and then...
Hey, I bet his lawn was looking $1 million.
Not really. Not for the effort that he put in. In fact, I know what he did. He sold the house about 2 months later.
That's outrageous. That is outrageous. We've got a comment here from Jason Cunningham.
Oh, we know Jason.
He's my accountant.
Oh.
What's he messaging us?
He's the money man.
Well, okay.
Tell me he's got me a good tax return.
He hasn't mentioned the tax return.
All right.
Well, what Jason said is, heard you talking about Mary Schwartz. I've known her for 25 years and I'm still scared of her.
He's petrified of Mary. She Mary does. Gave him a cook one day because Jason's a bit out there. And Miri's looked at him and said, hey, settle down.
Yeah.
From then he shit himself. He scared him is.
Yeah, well, that's why he was good on radio, because he was on for about 10 minutes and he was great. He bought some energy.
Well, he's not an accountant really, is he?
No, he's an entertainer.
If you looked at Jason and spent 10 minutes with him, you would say you sell real estate or you're into cars.
Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Brian's written in, guys, there is no reason a son ever needs to ask his mum for an apology. None.
I agree with Brian.
Yeah, I do too.
I think you've got to wake up to this.
Hang on, parents stuff up all the time. How many times have you apologised to your kids?
Yeah, but I have, but I don't think you should be demanding an apology from mayors.
Just because you didn't get the red line, mate, and you got the bumblebee.
Do you understand?
Your mum was doing her best.
Do you understand
best?
When you're growing up in Sunbury and you're driving down the main street of Evans Street in Sunbury, and it's a tough street?
Yeah.
Oh, you look sideways, you get bashed. Unless you've got cigarettes up your sleeve, you're going to get bashed.
Oh, oh, hang on.
That's a hotline.
Hang on a second.
We'll take this and we'll come back to the Sunbury story.
Yeah.
Right. Hello.
G'day there, gents. How you going?
Good. Who's this?
Big Burnett, how you going?
Hey, buddy. We're going well. We're going well.
That's the way. G'day, Marco.
What are you calling about, Mick? What's going on?
The whipper gripper, mate.
The what?
The whipper snipper.
Whipper gripper.
What is it?
It's a little attachment you put on your whipper snipper and you won't get a sore back.
Wait, is it like a belt or something? Like we've been talking about.
It goes on the bottom. No. It goes on the bottom where it's hitting the grass. Is that right, Mick?
Not quite at the bottom. It goes about the middle, just past the D handle. And it's another handle you hold on to.
The whipper ripper.
So you got two handles. What does it look like?
So this one takes over your D handle. So it's on the side. If you imagine on the side, it's a little bit of a steel piping on the handle. It's flexible, and it just keeps you straight up, mate, and saves your back.
So is it like training wheels for a whippersnipper?
Just about, mate. Just about.
Well, I'm not sure I want to have training wheels on my whippersnipper.
That'll suit Marco down to a tree. Hey, Mick, we'll let you go because your line's really bad.
That's the worst line in the history of the world.
But thank you for that, because we're going to look up the whipper ripper right now. We're going to look up the whipper whipper right now and get
Mick.
And get that sorted.
All right, there he goes. Yeah, that was a bad line.
That was a terrible
shocking
line.
Well, he's obviously on the tools.
I don't want to look like a dork when I'm whippersnipping my lawn.
I don't care how you look. You want the results. It's as simple as that.
Well.
And we're talking about looks.
I want the gimbal.
Can I go back to the story in Sunbury? I'm driving down Evans Street, right?
Yes.
And can you imagine this?
Oh, we should say thanks to Mick for calling in too. Yeah. And if you've ever got like some feedback or comments, just let us know.
Yeah. How do they leave a message for us?
Go to the socials, comment, let us know on the socials, send us a message, or go to the website, coupleofblokes.com, and you can leave a voicemail there or send a message there.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So whipper ripper will find it.
Yeah, so you're driving, we'll post that. You're down the street on your bumblebee.
Now think about this. It's a tough place, Sunbury. There's two choices in Sunbury when I was growing up. You'd either be a dickhead or you played sport.
Right.
All right? Thankfully, I chose sport. But when you get a bike as a 12-year-old and you're driving down the main street and your bike has yellow pads on it and there's little pictures of bumblebees on the pad, there's a high chance I'm going to get rolled. There's a high chance that my bike will be up on blocks, I'll get bashed. And the bumper
bike. It's going to be a box.
It will. They're going to strip it. They'll strip it clean. You've got to understand that is debilitating and life-threatening for a 12-year-old.
It toughened you up.
It didn't.
In a roundabout way, Mary's done the right thing.
So I took every back street in Sunbury to stay away from the crowd so I didn't get seen, took the pads off, put a crate on the front of my bike just to cover off the... Because you know at the front of the bike, there was a badge of a bumblebee. Like, seriously, like a Ferrari has a prancing horse. My bike had a bumblebee. Like, be scared of the bumblebee with a big stinger.
You know, it's real. There's a very famous story in America about a boxer, and he got a brain tumor, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't have long to live, but his son was about to be born.
Yep.
And he called his son Lorraine, and he did that on purpose. Because he knew that when he was gone, the kid would be picked on and then that would toughen him up.
Well, that's Johnny Cash.
Right?
Johnny Cash wrote a song about that.
So there's a kid walking around in America called Lorraine and he had to fight and fight and fight.
That's Johnny
and
Cash's song.
This is what
song.
Mary was trying to do
all
to
right.
you.
Can we put the Johnny Cash song on?
Was giggling, I'd get red, and some guy laughed, and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
The Johnny Cash song, that is exactly that. That he's.
So this is what your mum was doing to you by buying the Bumblebee, and you should thank your mum for toughening a young David Schwartz.
It's the best
up.
Example you've ever given, and you might be onto something.
He was big and bent and grey and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you gonna die?
See?
I love Johnny Cash.
He's the best in the business.
Yeah. What's his best song?
Folsom Prison.
I'm going to say Hurt.
How's Hurt go?
Well, Hurt was a, well, okay, let me tell you the story here. Yeah. Hurt was a song by Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
That Johnny Cash did a cover of. Did a cover of.
Yeah.
And Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails famously said when he heard Johnny Cash's version, that song does now not belong to me anymore. It's now his.
Wow.
It's the most beautiful, stunning song. It's about addiction. It's incredible.
It's about addiction.
The needle tears a hole. The old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
Matt Mills has written in. Ox.
Who? Milsey?
Milsey.
Yeah, good golf for Milsey.
Get a Kuwahara BMX, the ET model. A kid at school had one in the early 80s, the bike every kid wanted but couldn't have. No, I've not heard of that one.
The Kuwahara, I've never heard of that either. Is that the one ET actually rode?
Yeah. He didn't
ride
it.
Well, they fly.
He was in the basket in the front, ET.
ET, yeah, but the kid
was riding it.
But they fly.
Only if ET's on board.
Oh, okay.
And then if you're in the general vicinity on your BMX bike, whether it be a Bumblebee or a Mongoose, you will be flying as well.
I'd love to do that.
Final comment before we get to the joke, boys. This is from Al. Al has said, Ox, you've got to calm down, buddy. There's no way your beautiful mum needs to say sorry. She did her best.
Well, she brought me some jocks as a makeup. And actually went to new levels.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll send a photo out of those jocks.
Yeah, you got to. Let's do that. All right, time to spin the wheel, boys.
My God.
What is it?
How good. Daz has got Yabby up and he's put it. Have you seen it? Look what he's got. It's in glitter.
So it's a Yabby joke.
There's a Yabby joke.
In glitter.
All right.
How did he do that so quick?
All right, let's find one.
Incredible.
How does a Yabby answer the phone?
I don't know.
Shallow.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
Shallow.
That's fabulous.
There we go.
Right, that'll do us.
All right. Hey, good to talk.
See you next week.
Bye.
And thanks for listening to the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And if you get a chance to share it with a friend, that'd be fantastic. Massive thanks to the team at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre in Clayton on Dandenong Road. And if you're not in Melbourne, you can check them out online. Some massive savings. Couple of Blokes executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media and sound design from Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com. We'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.